This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade: December corn, $3.80, down 4.5. March, $3.89¾, down 3¾. May, $3.96, down 3.5. November soybeans, $8.91¼, up 6¼. January, $8.91, up 6½. March, $8.93½, up 6¾. December wheat, $5.09¼, up 0.25. March, $5.14¼, down half. May, $5.18¾, down half. December oats, $2.27¼, down 1½. March, $2.30½, down 1¼. December soybean meal, $3.0470, up 2.50. January, $3.0420, up 2.30. March, $3.0290, up 2.30. December soybean oil, $27.89, up 11. January, $28.21, up 13. March, $28.45, up 15. Time now for the cash grain report.
This is Tuesday's reported grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Corn closed lower on rumors that Brazil corn is being shipped from Brazil to South Carolina. Technical trading helped soybeans close higher today on the Board of Trade. In northern western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 4 to 6 cents at 348 to 373. Soybean bids were up 6 cents at 851 to 875. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 4 cents at 354 to 379. Soybean bids are up 6 to 10 cents at 866 to 881. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 4 to 5 cents lower at 363 to 386. Soybeans were up 6 to 11 cents at 866 to 886. Wheat bids were steady to a penny lower at 407 to 434. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 6 cents higher at 891 to 906. Basis was unchanged at option to 15 over the November. High soy protein meal on a truck basis was offered at 302.70 to 319.70, up 50 cents to 250 per ton, with basis steady to 2 lower at 200 to 15 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 5 cents lower at 370 to 399, while basis was unchanged at 10 under to 19 over the December. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted their producer corn bids 5 cents lower at 372 to 384, with basis steady at 8 under to 4 over the December. Soybeans ended up 6 cents at 886 to 896, with basis unchanged at 5 under to 5 over the November. New crop wheat prices were a penny to 2 lower at 446 to 481, with basis steady to 1 lower at 75 under to 40 under the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids at 5 cents lower at 391 to 392. These elevators raised their soybean prices 6 to 7 cents with quotations at 911 to 912. Soft wheat was steady at 424 to 434. Milo ended the day down 5 cents at 380 to 382. Contract bids for producers for January delivery in the northern part of the state at 355 to 374. Soybeans, 861 to 879. In the central part of the state, January delivery corn was 365 to 384, and soybeans at 865 to 896. In the southern part of the state, corn for January delivery at 370 to 396, soybeans for January delivery at 873 to 901. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys of the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange: October live cattle, $138.60, down 95. December, $142.15, up 15. February, $143.87, down 2. October feeder cattle, $193.10, down 57. November, $189.85, down 137. January, $182.02, down 110. December lean hogs, 61.10, down 175. February, 64.40, down 140. April, 68.45, down 117. Time now for the cash livestock report.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 27th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 54 cents lower in the range of $61 to $67.50, with the weighted average carcass price of $66.21. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $1 to $2 lower, with weaker demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds are 40 to 45, 4 to 5 weights 44 to 52, 5 to 6 weights 50 to 56, and 6 weights and up 53 to 58. On the Illinois Direct Sow Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points are trading $2 lower for lighter demand for moderate offerings, ranging in price from $43 to $46.50. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 9,530 head. And now for the recap from the Arthur Sheep and Goat Auction. They had receipts of 258 head. All goat prices are based on actual weights on a per head basis. Starting with the Choice Slaughter World Lambs, 60 weights were bringing 184 to 212, 80 weights were bringing 180 to 190, and 90 weights were bringing 150 to 154. Slaughter Kids Selection 1s, 40 weights were bringing 99 to 112, 50 weights 117 to 134, and 60 weights 145 to 147. They also had some feeder kids selection ones for sale. Average weight 27 pounds brought $60, and selection two kids brought 41 to 50 for 25 pound average. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 385 loads traded. Calculations for a 200 pound pork carcass, $84.43, and that was 93 cents lower. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $131.50 to $138, and on a dress basis $206 to $207. Heifers on a live basis traded at $133 to $134, and no reportable trade on a dress basis. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses $217.95, that was 89 cents higher, with select carcasses at $211.07, that was $1.38 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000, that compared to 113,000 last week and 115,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000, that compared to 398,000 last week and 430,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The 88th Annual National FFA Convention kicks off today in Louisville, Kentucky. I'll be on my way to the convention shortly, but first, let's hear an update from the convention, and we'll hear an interview from the Executive Director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, Tom Brand, and Communications Manager of the National FFA Organization, Christy Meyer.
Christy Meyer is Communications Manager with the National FFA and our guest at this time. Christy, it's time for the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo. A lot of excitement here in Louisville.
Absolutely. You can see it on the faces of all the members as they walk in, and you can see the excitement throughout the city.
Talk a little bit about what it takes to put a convention together. Really, the planning for this started before last year's convention was complete.
Really, it did. It's kind of funny. After we get done with convention, everyone thinks we can rest. But there's no rest for the weary, as we like to say. So as soon as we get done with this, we'll start planning again. Some planning has already begun.
Talk a little bit about the number of attendees you're expecting this year's convention.
Sure. So last year, we had a record attendance of more than 64,000. When we left Indy last week, we were on par to reach that, if not exceed it. So we're expecting at least 64, maybe 65 if we're lucky.
And students will literally come in from every state as well as the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico.
Yes, actually, I've already seen a couple in their jackets. I've seen some people from Hawaii. I've seen Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. So those delegates are already here. So we're, across the globe.
Give us an overview of some of the highlights that are going to come up at convention this week.
So a couple exciting things this year is that this is the celebration of the 85th anniversary of the Creed. One of the great things that we're doing during session 1, A, B, and C is we actually have a video tribute to the Creed, and E.M. Tiffany's son actually is in the video, and he gets to talk a little bit about his dad and what it meant to his dad when he wrote the Creed.
There's another anniversary that's going to be recognized on Saturday as well.
Correct. That is the 50th anniversary of the merger of FFA and NFA, so we're very excited about that as well.
And you guys, once again, have a good speaker lineup, too.
We do. Starting on Wednesday, we'll have Dr. Rick Rigsby. He's always a crowd favorite. Then on Friday morning, we'll have Amberlee Snyder. She's a past state officer. She has a wonderful story. She went through a little bit of adversity, but is currently a barrel racer, and she just has a really inspiring story. And then Friday evening, we have Brad Montague, which is creator of Kid President, which we think will resound pretty well with our students.
Talk a little bit about a career show. A lot of opportunities for students there.
Yeah, so the expo is divided into 9 areas. Those are our career pathways. So there's a lot of opportunities for students to look at different industries, colleges and universities, and a lot of time to just network with our sponsors.
Then, of course, we'll end convention with the naming of a new national officer team.
Correct. Saturday afternoon, we'll have 6 new faces.
Then that process is already well underway.
Yes, it began this weekend. They've already been doing rounds of interviews. They've been doing writing samples. So they're well on their way to finding out who those new officers are going to be.
Of course, back in Louisville, and Louisville has been a community that's welcomed FFA with open arms.
Yes, absolutely. So this is our 3rd and final year in Louisville. Next year, we'll be going to Indianapolis, so it'll be from 2016 to 2024. We'll start the bid process for 2025 and 2017.
Christy Myers, Communications Manager at the National FFA. The 88th National FFA Convention and Expo runs through this Saturday in Louisville, Kentucky.
Once again, that was an update from the National FFA Convention in Louisville. Several local FFA chapters will be attending National Convention, and the Southwestern FFA chapter of Piesaw has been selected to represent Illinois in the Hall of States at the convention this week. Sophomore and Discovery Chairperson for the chapter, Julie Bennett, has more.
Well, for starters, my name is Julie Bennett. As was said, I'm the Discovery Chairperson for Southwestern. And we won the state display competition, and so we are going on to nationals, and we will be displaying it at a national convention. There is over 60,000 students and members that will be going to this national convention.
That's quite an accomplishment for your chapter. Could you tell us what your display is going to look like in this Hall of States?
Yes, I can. We are going to have 2 little red barns on each side of our display. That will be our edge. We will have different things from Illinois, like cans of soybeans, cans of corn, a pumpkin or two in there. We will also be doing farm scenes and a picnic table inside of them. For the background, we are going to do a city landscape with a road leading up to it and a fake indoor-outdoor grass on the sides.
And I was also talking to Mr. Reed beforehand, and will you guys be having some sort of trivia questions as well with the display?
Yes, we will. We are going to have TVs set up where members can interact with our display. It'll be trivia of the national and state of FFA.
Once again, that was Southwestern FFA Chapter Discovery Chair Julie Bennett. Be sure to join us later today and tomorrow as I'm in Louisville at the National FFA Convention. I will be conducting interviews and providing you with updates while I'm there. I'll be on my way to Louisville shortly. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.